news today, oh boy.
It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
Embattled Labor Secretary Alex Acosta held a press conference Wednesday to defend his role in the Jeffrey Epstein sexual abuse scandal. Acosta, who at the time served as the U.S. attorney in South Florida, said that his office intervened in the case after state prosecutors failed to secure a plea deal that would have resulted in jail time for Epstein and give justice to his victims. Quote, I wanted to help them. That's why we intervened, and that's what the prosecutors of my office did, he said. They insisted that he go to jail and put the world on notice that he was and is a sexual predator. Here's more.
We believe that we proceeded appropriately. Based on the evidence, there was value to getting a guilty plea and having him register. As you watch these victim interviews, it's very obvious that the victims feel that this was not a sufficient outcome. These victims were traumatized. We can't begin to understand what they went through. And they look at this and they say, but why? And so you always look back and you say, what if? This was the view of the office. There is a value to a sure guilty plea because letting him walk, letting what the state attorney was ready to do go forward would have been absolutely awful.
Despite his defense of his actions, Acosta would not say whether he'd give Epstein the same deal today. And, given multiple chances by reporters, Acosta also refused to apologize to the victims, saying, "Today's world treats victims very, very differently. Today's world does not allow some of the victim shaming that could have taken place at trial." Former Florida State Attorney Barry Krischer blasted Acosta following the press conference, calling his recollection, quote, completely wrong. In a statement, Krischer said, if Mr. Acosta was truly concerned with the state's case and felt he had to rescue the matter, he would have moved forward with the 53-page indictment that his own office drafted. Instead, Mr. Acosta brokered a secret plea deal that resulted in a non-prosecution agreement in violation of the Crime Victims' Rights Act. Mr. Acosta should not be allowed to rewrite history, end quote. Well, Donald Trump has threatened to do it before, and now it looks like it's on again. Nationwide raids to arrest thousands of members of undocumented families have been scheduled to begin Sunday. Disorder in the House. It's a clash of ideas, ideals, and generations in the House Democratic Caucus. Nancy Pelosi versus AOC, Ilhan Omar, Rashida Tlaib, and Ayanna Pressley, also known as the Squad. In a closed-door caucus meeting on Wednesday, Pelosi reportedly scolded the freshman over online trash-talking, saying, quote, so again, you got a complaint? You come and talk to me about it, but do not tweet about our members and expect us to think that that is just okay. In an interview with The New Yorker published Wednesday, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez said that she has no relationship with Pelosi and that the two women haven't spoken since a conversation about committee assignments back in the winter. AOC complained that the Democratic leadership has consolidated, quote, an insane amount of power in a handful of people. And to the Washington Post, she continued, quote, when these comments first started, I kind of thought that she was keeping the progressive flank at more of an arm's distance in order to protect more moderate members, which I understood. But the persistent singling out, it got to a point where it was just outright disrespectful. The explicit singling out of newly elected women of color, end quote. Well, you might think that a bridge needs guarding at the White House, judging by the number of trolls expected there Thursday afternoon. Donald Trump has invited some of the internet's trolliest to an event being called a social media summit. Although the list of attendees hasn't been made public, invitations were reportedly extended to Jim Hoft, the publisher of the right-wing Gateway Pundit blog, Bill Mitchell, a radio host who promoted the extremist QAnon conspiracy theory on Twitter, Carpe Donctum, an anonymous troll who won a contest put on by InfoWars for an anti-media meme, Ali Alexander, that's the person who attempted to smear Kamala Harris by saying she is not a, quote, American black following the first Democratic debates, James O'Keefe, the guy who deceptively edits videos to frame Democrats, and others will be there. Donald Trump tweeted that he'll hold a press conference following the Trollathon at 3:45 Eastern Time, where he's expected to announce that he'll use an executive order to add a citizenship question to the 2020 census, something the Supreme Court already ruled was out. New Orleans is flooding, and a brewing storm could bring severe damage this weekend. Hours of intense rain soaked the city, flooding streets and shuttering downtown stores. Meanwhile, New Orleans is bracing for more damage. Weather experts warn a potential tropical cyclone could strengthen into a hurricane just in time to slam into the coast. And finally, thousands of screaming fans celebrated the U.S. women's soccer team in New York Wednesday. The team returned from France after a historic World Cup win to massive celebrations. They used their victory parade as a platform to fight for equal pay. And that's just a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is 100% listener supported, and I really can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com/donate.